You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here. That's right, we're here live with my good friend Bill Fuller. He's the founder and owner of the Ball and Chain. Well, I guess you're not really the founder. That was founded in 1930-something. But he's the new owner of the Ball and Chain, which is the happening place on Little Havana. Little Havana is cranking. And thank you for having us tonight at the Ball and Chain, Bill Fuller.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for bringing your show out here. We're very pleased to have you out with us.
Oh, yeah. They've been pushing the food and drink on me. I haven't had any to drink yet. But Bill's making sure I'm going to have a mojito before I leave. But Wanda, we've got some great mariquitas. You got to come out here next time. You know, Bill has said the okay, so I'm going to come out of the closet. Well, I guess that's not really the term to use, but I'm going to come out and say that we're going to be here on January 10th for the 500th show of Freedom Business. Bill's going to be here hosting us. We'll have our new, that's right. We're going to have our new sponsor, CBRE. Arden Carson will be there, so everybody's going to be there. But Bill, what's been going on here in Little Havana? Because you're not alone in the turnaround here on Little Havana.
We've had a renaissance in Little Havana happening for the last 5 years, and it's just getting started. Art galleries, restaurants, clubs, real estate's been very hot. And more than anything, people are having a great time. We're receiving more than 3.5 million visitors a year. And there's something really great here. It's the heart of Miami. We like to say it's the corazón. A lot of sazón here. You can even see it here at the Ball and Chain. We do over 80 hours of live music a week. And so I know you love it.
Oh, I beyond love it. The guys here, what's the guy's name? Is Tomas. See, I've met everybody. So Tomas came up to me. He gave me the maracas.
Nice.
So he gave me the maracas. I was not on Facebook. But actually, I was on Facebook earlier with the maracas. But I had to give them, of course, to a young lady who is a tourist so that it could be utilized correctly. But Bill, tell me a little bit about the Ball and Chain, because this is one awesome physical space.
So we're in the original space. 1935, Ball and Chain opens its doors. Had a great 22 years. Closed in 1957. But during that time, Count Basie, Billy Holiday, Chet Baker, Lena Horne all played it.
Wow.
Matter of fact, the venue closes in 1957 because the owner has failed to pay Count Basie about $5,500 in back due fees. My partners and I reopened it in 2014, and it truly is one of the centerpieces of the renaissance of Little Havana. We're right across, we're on the Cayocho, or in the old days, the Tamiami Trail, or the trail, and we're across from the Tower Theater and Catty Corner to Domino Park.
It's at ground zero, period, the end, and I walked in, they were having their live Latin music. Now we're going to have some live jazz. Really a great place to listen to live jazz. Come get a drink, sit with your honey, and have some dinner and listen to some live music. It's great. And then walk out and feeling the vibe. Now, tell me a little bit about what's been going on, because across the street, every single shop is full. It's something different. It's a great experience.
We're in the heart of the cultural district. We're receiving the visitors. We have locals that are coming out. Great concepts. Azucar ice cream next door. Velvet cream donuts. We have
Velvet cream donuts?
The original that was on here in Cayocho.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, so, and, you know, a lot of great bars and restaurants and clubs, and it's just a really exciting place. Tomorrow night, we'll have our Viernes Culturales, which is our monthly cultural festival. It starts at 6 o'clock. Actually, Santa's going to be visiting the kids at around 6 o'clock, and we're excited. All the activity that happens here on the street.
You know, I grew up here in Miami, and Little Havana was the place where all the little old ladies and little old men were. They pushed their stuff up and down the street, and then it just went quiet. And then all the people started to work in downtown and want to live in downtown. Then they wanted to live close to downtown. They wanted to have a place to have fun. Take it from there.
Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing, like you've mentioned, is we're the urban renewal. You're seeing suburbanites coming back to the urban core. And Little Havana and all the great neighborhoods of Miami and its urban core have benefited from that in the last 10 years. And this is just the beginning. You're seeing housing develop. You're seeing a lot of great restorations happening of the commercial and the residential buildings. And we're excited to be part of it.
You know, so am I. It's really great to be out here. The vibe is tremendous. And one of the things that you really don't see unless you go to these certain areas are all of the people. You know, I have an office in Wynwood. I have an office in Coconut Grove. And then, well, I guess I'm going to start doing the radio show, God willing, here from Ball and Chain. I see the man smiling, so there may be a possibility there. And so, you know, what I see is really, you said corazón, a heartbeat, a real feel here. And it's the spirit of even the people that work here. I was talking to George and to Darius and to everybody. They were just tremendous. I'm forgetting the names because I'm putting myself on the spot, of course. But I got two good people. Thank you so much. So, Bill, tell me a little bit more about, like, talk about a little bit about the real estate, because real estate's been in flux. First, there was a lot of people accumulating real estate. Then there was a whole lot of talk they were going to zone out all the people and go right to the sky. But it seems like they found something in the middle that they're trying to maintain the nature of the neighborhood. How's that working out?
I think it's good. I mean, I think Little Havana has always been one of the densest neighborhoods in Miami. And so I think it's nice that we're still in that zoning of medium density, let's call it, and so mid-rise. And I think that's a good solution for Little Havana. You get that medium density in the core, and then you get a little bit of that higher zoning in the commercial corridors. You see that on 8th, you see that on some of the cross streets, 12th, 17th, 22nd Avenue. The river is very explosive right now. You're seeing a lot of commercial activity on that side. You're also, you know, seeing a lot of stuff pushing to West Brickell. That's always been the great challenge we have here. Does East Little Havana get saved, or is West Brickell going to encroach? And so that's something we're going to see play out over the next couple of years.
It's going to get saved because there's too much pressure from the people that live here that have a beautiful lifestyle and their kids. You're going to save Little Havana.
I hope so. It's certainly something we're pushing for. There's a lot of authenticity and a lot of the culture and the spirit is in this neighborhood. And so it's not something that we welcome on from the Brickell side.
Well, let me tell you where I was on Monday, and you'll see where I'm coming from. On Monday, I taught class at Ida Merritt. It was a beautiful experience. I taught class at Ida Merritt for the Education Fund. I'm raising money for Dade County Public Schools. It was a beautiful experience. And let me tell you, the kids that I met were just like the kids you'd meet in Aventura, Doral, Coconut Grove. They were beautiful young people. Their hearts and minds were open. And I was so pleased to come in and to meet them. And those are the kinds of experiences and the cultural interactions that we need to build our city. And it starts in Little Havana.
Absolutely. The students, the neighborhood, Ada Merritt's an icon of the neighborhood. So is Miami High. So is Miami Riverside. Those are great schools. We have a lot of beautiful charter schools. We have SLAM. Pitbull's done a really great job over there with that group. And there's just a lot of interesting activity happening. The Marlins, we have new ownership for the Marlins, and they're very active in supporting the community. So we have good times. It's a good wave now.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. In fact, we do a lot. I was out with some of the guys from the Marlins last week. It's exciting the way that they're going to emphasize the neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
And I was speaking to them, and I actually suggested that they have sort of an art component because of the nature of the art, because we've got Wynwood to the north, but there's a lot of art here too in Little Havana. Talk to me about that.
Well, yeah, you know, Wynwood has a very special place in Miami with its walls, and we don't really want to steal all that, but certainly we have a lot of local artists that want to have their own impression of Little Havana. And we have a lot of great walls and certain murals. The Marlins do have an interesting program. They just actually adorned some of our walls in the neighborhood. And their community program, they've reached out nicely in the last few months under the new ownership. The local artists, Little Havana has always been a hotbed for local artists, not just visual artists, dance, theater, culinary arts. And so there's a lot to be inspired by here, Cayocho and just the community overall. The residents are beautiful.
Bill, I feel the passion. We're going to take a break right now. Can you stick with us and tell us a little bit more about some of the specific businesses you've seen developing here in Little Havana?
Absolutely, we will. And I'm going to whip up those mojitos during the break.
Oh, high five. Okay, Wanda. Well, you've been duly warned that we're going to have mojitos here next half hour, after the break. So go get them, Bill. I'm going to do some bill paying here with my good friends from Warren Henry. And we'll be right back with some more great talk here from the Ball and Chain. And I think I'm going to get the world's best mojito. Listen in.
Sleigh bells ring, I understand. In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird.
Okay.